Tomorrow's World Magazine, November-December 2024 issue. Commentary, Pray for Our Leaders, by Justin D. Ridgway. Read by William Williams. Article begins. In the past few decades, we have seen a dramatic increase in disrespect toward those in leadership positions. An attitude of hatred and vitriol toward political rivals permeates society. In a time of increased difficulty and heightened emotion, how should Christians react to leaders they perceive as bad, quote-unquote? Yes, we should all be sickened by decisions that violate God's laws, such as the normalization of homosexuality, transgenderism, and pedophilia, the push for critical race theory and class warfare, the feminization of men and masculinization of women, the push for uncontrolled, unwise government spending with no concern for the future, and the list goes on. It is troubling to see secular leaders pushing immoral debauchery down the throats of citizens, and it is difficult to not be frustrated with them. How can we respond when we or our families suffer? Should we fan the flames of rage or join in a protest to express our opinion and frustration? Subhead: Godliness and Reverence. God teaches a revolutionary approach toward leaders, even questionable ones. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. This passage does not compel us to submit to ordinances contrary to the laws of God. Rather, it teaches respect toward authorities and subjection to them in matters not conflicting with God's way, because God has placed them over us. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to submit to Nebuchadnezzar's ordinance requiring disobedience to God's commandments, they did so with respect toward the king's office, saying, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, from the New Living Translation. On social media, do we share or like, quote-unquote, anti-establishment posts or comments that make fun of leaders? Do we applaud others' disrespect toward offices of leadership? Do we casually criticize those who are in office? If we do, we are resisting God and bringing judgment on ourselves. Even though we may not approve of our leaders' policies, we shouldn't be disrespectful in our words or actions. Instead of responding to negativity with negativity, Christians are to take the narrower path, the one less traveled, to pray for our leaders. Pray that they may come to their senses and make decisions in harmony with God's truth and calling. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The Apostle Paul wrote those words while the notorious Roman Emperor Nero was in power. The same Nero who, quote-unquote, married a slave boy, who was credited with burning Rome for his own selfish desires, and who severely persecuted the early Christians. Yet instead of criticizing the Roman authorities, Paul was inspired to encourage us to pray for our leaders, and to desire that they come to the knowledge of the truth, which leads to repentance and salvation. That is something we should desire for all human beings. As Christians, we look forward to the day when Jesus Christ will return and reign as the one perfect leader. His rule will bring justice, peace, and righteousness, which no earthly government or leader can fully achieve. Until that time, let us pray that our leaders make better decisions, and let us seek to find good in what they are doing. Let us pray for them to come to the knowledge of the truth. Let us see the big picture and pray that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Let us pray for our leaders. End of article.